He's called to a plethora of things that he needs to know how to be a leader. He needs to know how to lead an army. He needs to know how to enter into military conflict. He needs to know the strategy. He needs all of that. And the Lord says to him that the key to his success does not lie in studying the military battles of the past and strategies that they may learn from of previous battles engaged in by others. It does not call him to be a master leader and learn from all the literature of the day that tells you how to lead a country, lead a nation, be a political figure, be a kind of business CEO character, whatever. The key to his success, to his prosperity, is in one thing. Give yourself to the Word. Know it and do it. That's it. Not even all that we have here. Just the first five books. Keep reading them. Keep studying them. Keep meditating in them. Keep giving yourself to them. Keep executing yourself in terms of practicing all that it calls you to be and to do. That is it. You will lead the nation. You will win the warfare. You will inherit the land. It will all be yours. Success, prosperity, blessing is found in obeying the Word. Now, here we are, centuries and centuries later, and we are more evolved and more developed and more advanced, and we now think that, well, it's not just the Word we need. We need all the wisdom of this current generation, all the psychology, all the philosophy. We need all of that to success, to succeed, to advance. And you know what it is? You know what it is? Deep down, it is a rejection of the sufficiency of Scripture. We don't actually believe the Word is sufficient. We're not convinced that it really is the only thing we need. So we go to this, and we go to that, and we go to the other. I am not in any way against other things in terms of the help. I have read many a book, and many of them have been helpful. I'm not against it. I'm not against learning from history. Not against any of that. But there is an element where I think many of us, I include myself, can easily fall into the trap where really we don't believe the Word is all we need. Read it. Memorize it. Apply it. Share it. This is the way of true prosperity. Oh, we may have our hardships. Joshua certainly had them. Difficulties, battles, we're not in glory yet. But that sense of continued inner peace and forward advancement and sanctification of our own lives and glorifying the Lord no matter the circumstances will come not by quaint sayings, but by the Word of God gripping our hearts. When I actually believe this is, and look, this is entering into all sorts of areas. I do not have time to begin to address how we begin to philosophize, put ourselves above the Word of God. It's plain teaching in terms of the instruction and discipline of children. And we've taken new ideas, new, completely ludicrous interpretations of Scripture to cause us to fit alongside with the modern psychology of the best way of raising children, which sets aside how the Lord uses. He uses the rod of correction in lives. But now we know better. It amazes me that people can't join the dots. Look where we are. What have we forsaken that has brought us to this point?